Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Matti Lysaika Mezsende.
In June 2011.
Where the theme was crossroads.
It's 2005. And I'm standing in a room packed of 30 people, all here to learn how to find work. We're in Balham. I have just finished telling them the story of the journey of success. The process of the journey of success is a process which allows you to become anything you want to be in life. It's an adventurous and perilous journey, which, despite the glory which awaits, will have many hills, mountains, valleys and crossroads. Second row from the top, a guy puts his hand up and says, "Oi, miss, you got a book or something? Because you got a lot of stories there. I'd buy that book off you." And it hit me right there that I was at a crossroads and I needed to do my own journey to success. And I couldn't go on without completing it. November 2008. I'm standing in my auntie's living room in East London, and we're about to have a family conference call with Paris, where my dad lives. And I remember my dad was trying to tell me something, which I couldn't quite recall or remember. And he said, "I have something to tell you. I've just been diagnosed with cancer stage 4. It's quite advanced and it's quite serious. I will be having an operation in a week." At that moment, I swallowed an anchor. I couldn't feel anything apart from the tense feeling in my stomach and the heaviness and the pain. My inner voice screamed, "Matti, what are you going to do? You just found out your dad has terminal cancer, which could potentially he could die. Should I quit my job and move to Paris and look after my dad? What do I know? Or should I just continue life as normal?" So I went. I went to Paris. And I went for a longer period than usual. On my first day back at work, I was in a room with my manager, and we had a one-to-one chat. And the chat went something like this. "So how are you today? How are you feeling emotionally? What is your stress level? And how do you feel about work right now?" I feel like punching her in the face. Later, she says, "Do you realise that the new coalition government is bringing uncertainties to our organisation? Nothing serious, of course. So what does that mean? We're in the process of conducting one-to-one consultancy with each and every staff." "Do you mean you're letting us go?" "Well, I can't quite say for sure until I have a whole picture. In other words, we were losing our jobs. I needed an escape now. I looked to the left and I looked to the right and I couldn't find it. But along came my first encounter with the Scanner's Knight. There, I realised that I too was a scanner. A scanner is a thinker, genetically wired with more than one interest in life. On meeting the scanner community, for the first time, I became accountable to all my excuses. I became a dedicated member of the Writers Club and a practicing blogger. One scanner taught me everything she knew. She taught me WordPress, and I couldn't stop thanking her. I thought she was God. I started with one blog a week and then two blog a week. And when I was with other scanners, with those people, I could be anything I wanted to be. I was free to play with all of my ideas. No one could take these away from me. This was mine, my space. So when my boss asked me again, "Are you okay?" I thought, "Yeah, I'm fine." Back at work, I noticed that this confused and disturbed some of my colleagues who were also facing the same fate. The looks and the conversations that took place in the office were scary and terrifying. Some people actually thought and assumed I had a job. But the truth was, I didn't. All I had was peace and a sense of direction. Then, the week before I was to leave my job, the inevitable happened. I got a call at 4 a.m. in the morning. It was my sister. "Mati? Oui? Tu dois venir. Oui? Tu dois venir, Mati. Prends le bus, prends le bateau, tu dois venir. Oui, dis-moi, qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Papa a Koufi, Mati! That was my sister telling me my dad had passed away. I was never as prepared for the loss of my job as I was for this. I would never wish this feeling or this pain even to my worst enemy. For months, I was drifting. I was drowning. I could see things and people around me so vividly, but I couldn't hear, feel, or touch them. Right then, I picked up my phone and I started texting. I texted everyone I knew, and it said, "Please make sure to check up on me. I'm not doing really well at the moment, and I could really do with a friend. A call, a visit would be fine. Your friend, Matty." I learnt that at this crossroad, I needed to ask for direction
because I didn't know which route to take. I had to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today, I'm truly grateful for my friends and my family and the people that turn up at my door. They did a good job so that I too could complete my journey to success.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.